This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken stressed the importance of a responsible U.S.-China relationship during a meeting with Shanghai Communist Party Secretary Chen Jining Thursday.
That is the obligation that we have and one that we take very seriously. And I think the direction from President Biden and President Xi was to continue to build those lines of communication, to sustain them, and again, to deal directly with our differences as we also seek to build cooperation. So thank you for having us here today. I look forward to a good conversation.
Blinken's visit is the latest high-level contact between Washington and Beijing that have improved relations, which had fallen to historic lows early last year. But tensions remain over China's supply of chemicals used to make fentanyl, Beijing's increasingly aggressive posture in the South China Sea, and its support for Russia in its war in Ukraine. Blinken arrived in Shanghai on Wednesday, shortly before U.S. President Joe Biden signed a $95 billion foreign aid package that includes $8 billion to counter China's growing aggressiveness toward Taiwan. China regards the self-governing Taiwan as a renegade province. Germany said it plans to follow several other countries in resuming cooperation with the U.N. Relief Agency for Palestinians in Gaza after the publication of an independent review of its neutrality. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The head of the Arab League hailed the report, saying it showed that Israel's allegations were baseless and part of a systematic campaign meant to end the mandate of the agency. Also Wednesday, the Israeli military said it is redeploying two reserve brigades from Israel's northern border to Gaza for defensive and tactical missions as it prepares for an offensive in Rafah, which Israel describes as Hamas's last stronghold in the territory. More than half of the territory's population of 2.3 million have sought refuge in Rafah.